A Night In is brought to you by Ashwood Music.
I'm Nick Elliott, rock art photographer, and we're having a night in.
Hello, and welcome to another night in, and guess who's in my bedroom tonight?
I do declare.
It's a lady. It's a lady. A very sexy lady. And a very close friend of mine. Hello, Sue Royce. Welcome.
Hello, Nick.
How are you, darling? All right?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm honoured to be part of the roll call for this.
Well, no, it's lovely that you could come along tonight, you know, and I've been waiting for this, I've got to say.
I bet you have.
I've been looking forward to it. I've been looking forward to it, to having you in a room on my own.
Oh, say.
Eyes
do
down,
declare.
New game.
Yes.
How you been?
Very well. I have the thought of playing you my tunes this evening has kept me salivating for a long time.
Ah, now that bit we'll skip over that bit. we'll skip over take that and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, no, it's just marvellous to have you here. Then it's really absolutely brilliant. I'm so pleased you could come. I know that you've come a long way. It's been a bit of a ride. Ride over okay?
Yes, it was. I always build in a lot of extra time because I'm slightly scatty when it comes to directions. I have been known to do 92-mile detours before now.
Really?
But thankfully, even the weather and the trucks couldn't spoil
Yeah, life in the UK, driving, that's a bit of a giggle, isn't it?
Just a little bit,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Not good.
But thankfully, everybody was really sensible this morning. Well, on my bit of the road, they were anyway.
Right.
I don't know about anywhere else, but they were all very sensible.
Oh, right.
And, you know, there was... Because it's been quite rainy and quite drizzly this morning and this afternoon. And I said, oh, no. It's going to be awful. I've not driven for a long time because you just get into the practice of, you know, pottering around your own little bit.
Yeah.
And you know, as you go on, you don't really do really long journeys, and I certainly don't. So.
And you spend a fair bit of time on a delivery bike, don't you?
Yes,
you know, that rack.
Yeah.
I've seen that rack with the wicker basket. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Happy days.
Doing my cake deliveries, yes.
Door to door.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, I've been looking through some of the tracks that you got here. Actually, you've introduced me to a few new things.
Oh.
Yeah, Massive Attack for one.
Yes.
A band that I would have given a bit of a swerve on.
Oh, no.
But,
amazing.
There was a couple of things that I thought, very unusual.
Well,
collection.
I am full of surprises.
I didn't really know what to expect.
No.
Apart from a lot of Take That and Gary Bloody Barlow.
Well, you didn't get it, did you?
We'll move. Yeah, we've got one.
Yeah.
We've got one. But I think we'll open it with... I know this guy's got a bit of a soft spot for you, isn't he? I think your upbringing. So we'll play a bit of Reg.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I adore this tune. I remember once telling my granny to blow her mind on Elton John. And this used to be blaring out every
time.
So
she didn't bother with Elton John, she just went for Class A drugs?
No, she didn't. No, I'm sure that she thought that Elton John was most improper because she was... My granny was a stalwart authoritarian, very disciplined. She used to be a chairman of a governors of a school. She was very proper.
Oh, okay.
So, this sort of thing she was not impressed with.
Really?
No, she really wasn't. You know, trips. My father taking trips down the drain pipe to nick off to the Glidodrome in Boston. I think
one of your
previous guests has talked about that.
Really? Yeah.
About the Glidodrome in Boston. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bit of a special place. Not really in my history,
yeah.
But I never saw anybody there. Would you believe? I never went to the Boston Glidodrome. Well,
the only person that my father didn't see, and I think that was mentioned as well, was the Beatles.
Because
they didn't get them. They booked them, and then they decided, actually, no, they won't go far. We'll just unbook them.
Didn't bother
so
with
they
it.
Unbooked them.
Pub band.
So, and look what happened there.
Big mistake.
So, yeah, he saw all the bands of the day. And consequently, his musical tastes were usually stuck in the cassette in the car.
Yeah.
And this used to be, this was one of the ones in particular that I really used to enjoy boogieing along to in the back.
Oh, right, as a youngin'.
Sing. Yeah, as a youngin', yeah. And he used to sing this at the top of my voice.
Right.
Which was maybe slightly interesting given that, you know, it was a sort of a youth thing, was a bit odd, shouting the bitches back. But, you know. So yeah, it's always held really fond memories for me, and damn, he can play a piano. Oh,
early Reg was good. Early Reg was very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, recent Reg I could give a serious swerve to. Mm. Not really bothered at all. But this kind of era, well, this is slightly later, is this 80s?
Yes.
Yeah. He was more the 70s. Yeah, yeah. Yellow Brick Road and yeah. You know,
yeah.
Careboy and all that kind of, those kind of albums that were the kind of big part of my life. Yeah. But this stuff did some good singles.
Yeah.
Good singles, yeah. But I kind of disconnected with the guy by the time he got to this stage.
Yeah, I mean, there's also some quite odd costume choices. Which
he had a wardrobe issue,
slightly
hadn't he?
Slightly strange.
He's always had a bit of that going on.
I mean, yeah. You know, he wasn't the only one who was having sort of, you know, experiments with costumes, shall we say. I mean, look at Bowie.
Oh, wow.
You know, he was, you know, Ziggy Stardust and painting stripes across his face, and you know, nobody seemed to bat an eyelid about that. So I was kind of, I liked the music, so I didn't really care what he was wearing. It was just one of those things, but this is one of my favourites, this tune. Brilliant.
Well, I'm going to play you one of my favourites, actually, but it touches into the kind of... Yeah. We'll stay on the Reg theme, as we're there.
Yeah.
Bit of Elton.
Oh, yeah.
But this was a really, really great track. A lot later, but a duet with George Michael, which kind of touches on my favourite Elton John album, which is Yellow Brick Road.
You did some amazing duets. Really good duets. I wonder which one this is. Oh, tune!
Serious track. Serious track.
I considered whether to put this on the list, and I thought, no, will we? This, but I do. I love it. This is on my mobile phone on play.
This has got to be 90s.
All the time.
It's the 90s, is it?
Yeah.
When about? Not very good on you.
I'm
you
not.
Reckon?
No, neither am I. But
because you're younger anyway. You're younger than me, aren't you?
Yeah.
You are.
You are.
Tell the truth, but, you're younger.
But you are like a fine wine, you mature with age, so that's okay.
That's very true. That's very true. It has been
but
said.
That's all right.
Along with other bad things.
But this is an amazing, amazing duet. In fact, this tune is my karaoke song.
Is it really?
I sing this to karaoke.
Right, we'll give that a miss then. So.
Thanks very much.
Give that a quick swerve.
I can hold the tune, but I'm not going to sing
it,
don't
you
worry.
Can. I've heard that said.
No, yes. But no, the live recording of this, I wish I'd have been in the audience. Because live performance like this is just blows your mind.
I think this is 96, amazing. 97, somewhere there. Is it mid-90s or a little earlier?
I don't know, actually. I don't know.
No, I don't. I don't.
And I don't think.
I'm pissed shit on years. Terrible.
Well, yeah. Because to me, it's not about when it was done or necessarily. Sometimes... Even the music is not necessarily about who did it. It's about just, do you like the tune? And if you like the tune, then fine. You know, go for it.
Well, obviously on the back of the death of this guy anyway, or George Michael, I bought a lot of George Michael stuff, which I'd never done before.
I've never seen you as a George Michael fan.
All right, class act.
Yeah.
To say I was a fan, I don't think I'd probably say... I don't really think I fit into any fan bracket, really.
But you appreciate his work.
Yeah, definitely. I don't think I'd call myself a fan of anything, really.
No. No,
I don't think I would. Cake, I'm a fan of cake.
Yes.
And talking about cake... I'm going to introduce tonight's cake, which really, 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 it's up there with some of the past great cakes that have appeared in this bedroom on a Saturday night.
The bar has been set well high.
Dear, oh dear. I'm really pleased that you are as perfect as you are in the kitchen to even be able to compete.
Well, you know, I had very good training. You know, from a farming family, I was cooking whilst I was old enough to sit on the bin and peel spuds.
You're a homegrown girl.
Oh, yes. Yes,
nothing
am,
wrong with that at all. Well, Sue, tell me what they are, because they're cupcakes.
They are cupcakes, but they're not just any old cupcakes. They are blackberry cupcakes from my garden with blackberry jam in the bottom that I made with my own fair hands.
Hell's knackers. That is cakes, and I mean, that's taking cupcakes to a completely orgasmic level, isn't it?
I know. It's a homage to autumn.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Dear, oh dear.
Because let's face it, you know, that cake with the figures on it was amazing.
That was brilliant. Were that good? Jesus, God. I know nothing about the appearance of these cakes at all. People just tip up. That's, you know, you've got to bring a cake when you come and have a night in.
But it's nice to have a bit of surprise, isn't it?
Do you know, that's what I think.
A bit of mystery is always
They're
good.
Glistening. What's on them? Tell me.
Ah, edible glitter.
A double glitter.
Edible
a bit
glitter.
Of Gary.
A little edible glitter.
Oh, a bit of edible Gary.
Yes.
Now there's the story.
So yes, you are, and I don't know why I particularly like putting glitter on cupcakes. It's just, you know.
It could be the way forward.
It lifts it from being an ordinary cupcake to something that people go.
Yeah.
Woo.
I agree. I agree. Very festive.
Well, yes.
Very occasional.
Yeah.
They're an occasional cake, aren't they?
Yes.
So you'd use them for an occasion.
You would. Yes, and I mean, I could quite happily eat these all the time, but
I'm afraid to say I could. But do you know, since we've been having these nights in, the amount of cake I have consumed is quite silly.
Yes. And then you have to get out of your bedroom and do some exercise.
I know.
So, you know, yeah.
It's not good. Yeah. You have to watch it.
Eat responsibly.
You have to watch it. Otherwise, you go up three dress sizes for next weekend.
Yes,
you know what
true.
I'm saying?
That's very true.
You, when you can't get in the black number suit, it's going wrong, isn't it?
Well, yes. Yes,
I mean.
It's... yeah, I love cake. I'm a cake fan. It's... I'd be hard-pressed if somebody said to me what was my favourite cake. I'd be hard-pressed to really pick one. I do like coffee cake, and there was always a scrap between me and my dad about who was going to get the last piece of coffee cake. There was never a scrap with the coffee-scented things in Quality Street, because nobody ever wanted them, so I had them all. Unfortunately, they don't make them anymore. They don't put them in anymore.
Don't they really?
No, they don't. But they do make them separately. Apparently.
Typical.
Yeah.
Typical of the stuff that you can now buy in this country.
Separately.
Robbing your blind. Robbing your bloody blind.
But I don't mind because I love coffee-scented chocolate. Really
that was
nice.
A great track.
Yeah, it was.
Wonderful. Right, tell me why your collection? Why you picked, you know, why have you brought some of these tracks along? Anything, you know?
Yeah, I think
any
most...
Any main reason? Does it kind of sum up any time or...?
Yeah, most of these are... For me, music is a bit like an audible memory.
Yep.
And the lyrics within them are often a bit like poetry. They speak to me. Lyrics speak to me. And it's not necessarily the whole song. It could maybe just be one phrase within that song that I sit there and I go, yeah, damn right that. And all of these, I think, in one form or another, have either got an association with people who are very dear to me.
Right.
Or they have got associations with times and places that have, in some form or another, made me who I am. And I think that's the same with everybody in music.
I think that's what music's about, isn't it?
You know, it evokes a memory, it evokes a feeling.
It's a time in your diary, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, I mean, there is a little phrase that goes, you know, some things they can't be spoken, only sung. And that's absolutely true.
Yeah.
And most of these on here, if not all of them, in some form or another, have invoked that memory, or they've got something in them that make me go, yeah.
Have made you the bird that you are today.
Yes.
Marvellous.
You could say it like that.
Bit of MJ.
Oh, yeah. This is a good night in tune, this is.
Well, I kind of picked out a few things that I thought marked that time for me around about the same kind of generations of the tracks that you picked out.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, this guy has had such an influence on so many other people who have gone after him. You know, you'd be particularly in that sort of that pop disco era. His legacy, even though he's sadly no longer with us, his legacy lasts a long time. I mean, one of the first albums I ever bought was Bad. And I listened to that start to finish. There wasn't a song on it that I didn't like, that I would skip over. It was one that you'd stick on and that would be it. You know, you'd leave your remote alone. You'd just let it run through all the way. Amazing tune. You know, they should have a glitter ball in here. Why
do you think? A glitter ball?
Yeah.
It's the way I'm sitting.
Some lights.
That's
you
a
know.
Good idea, glitter ball. Mirror ball. Yeah, mirror ball.
With a little light that, you know, scatters lovely. I have to say, I'm a bit of a magpie. I do like bling and shiny things. I don't know why, I just do. So I think it'd be great in here to have a little glitter ball.
Good idea. We may look at
Make
something
so.
Like that as we move on into the year.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of things that I want to do.
Including putting a pole in the corner.
Why would I do that?
I
think he's a nice man.
Well, it's better than putting a widescreen TV on the wall, isn't it?
Shitting hell, man. What is that about?
You've got to exercise the cakes off somehow. No. It's funny, in my house. Yes, I confess, do have a telly in my bedroom, but it's a small one, and the only other place that we have a telly is the front room, and that's not a very big one either, mainly because I'm very outdoorsy. I don't spend a massive amount of time indoors. I just don't have time to watch telly.
How about if you went outside and looked through the window and watched telly from the outside?
No.
Then you kill two birds with one stone.
Because it's too cold. I like nice warm things, like warm jumpers and, you know, warm cups of tea to wrap my hands around.
It was just a thought.
Log fires. I'm not really snow and stuff like that. It's not really my bag, you know. So, yeah, you know, autumn's great, but, you know, we're coming up to, you know, winter period now and it's, like, a bit chilly. It's a bit like, shut the door, get
warm. It's definitely
warm.
Cold out there now. Get warm. It's getting very chilly, isn't it?
Stick the heating on.
It is. Bit of a Michael going on, bit parky.
But you know, it's just a case of hunker down and wait for spring to turn up.
I haven't minded it this year though. I've been okay with it.
I don't mind whether it's one thing or the other, but in between, when it's dark and dank and just generally a bit meh, no, that does me and I can't do that. It's either really cold and crisp. In which case it's great, get the chunky jumpers out and the cardigans and the scarves and the woolly hats and stuff. That's great. You can go outside and then curl up in front of a nice warm fire in the evening. But if it's just horrible,
no.
Just makes you feel mad, you don't want to do anything then. Except listen to music.
No, I was going to say, you could listen to a fair bit of MJ and groove it away.
Yeah.
Get warm. Yeah. Keep warm with a groove.
And dance.
Got to be good.
Yeah.
Got to be good.
Yeah, I it's funny, even when I haven't got the telly on, there's always some sort of music or some sort of sound going on in the house. I very rarely, unless I'm outside, then I like listening to the birds and the trees and stuff like that. But inside, no, there's got to be noise. It just makes me feel happy.
Does it?
Yes.
Noise makes you feel happy.
Noise makes me feel happy.
Really?
Yeah. And if I don't have noise in the house, if there's not something going on, I feel a bit like a fish out of water.
Really?
Maybe it's because I come from quite a large family, so, you know, there's always something going on. We're pretty manic. My family, pretty manic.
No, I'm quite a fan of a bit of quiet.
Peace and quiet.
Yeah. It helps me think, helps me create.
Yeah. That's true. Silence and things like that, there's a place for it. But when that happens all of the time, or more often than not, that's when I start going a bit weird, a bit sort of...
Well, I think the whole place has got loud, isn't it? The whole, you know, life has got loud.
Yeah.
And because of obviously what I do, I can bob in and out of that kind of thing. But I do welcome quiet, peace and quiet, and countryside and that stuff.
Because you can always be connected. To every in this modern day and age, you can be connected anytime you like. Oh, I do declare.
Somebody's texting.
Somebody tickled.
They're always every weekend they're texting. Whatever it is about, I don't know.
And? No, hand. Turn around.
Oh, I see. Can't help it, mate. I've got some friends.
Yeah. Well, it might be your bedroom, but slap.
No, mate. That's no way to carry on. Let's have a bit more noise.
Which one's this one, then? Wow, nice piano. Come on, then, because this one's a new one on me. Or should
for
I...
who?
A bit too far back for me.
I sat and watched the film again a couple of weeks ago.
Oh.
When I was kind of looking at exactly what we were going to play tonight.
Yeah?
From the film Quadrophenia.
Oh.
Well, from the album.
Yes.
It isn't really featured in the film.
Now, I have heard of Quadrophenia.
If you haven't seen it, go do yourself a favour.
I shall. Tell you what though, whoever that is that's playing piano is pretty damn good.
I can't tell you who that is actually.
Yeah.
I can't tell you.
That's a bit of good rock in that.
I would say either Daltrey or Pete Townsend, I would have thought. But I don't know, to be honest. That's a very good question. I will look into
that.
I will. Yeah. I'll do a Jules Holland on that. I will look into that.
But see, that's the other thing about music, is if there's something, it brings up stuff that makes you curious, that makes you think, oh, I wonder why they did that, or I wonder how they did that, or what, why did they put that in that order? And then you go away and have a think about it. It's just,
no, I will, I'll look into that. Yeah. I would think Townsend. I would think, considering most of, well, they're on everything that this band did came from that bloke's head.
Yes. Yeah,
in
it's
some
amazing
way,
how,
shape and a form.
It's amazing how some people just have music in their heads and they just sit at an instrument and they just go, and done. I mean, going back to Elton John and Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting, written about Market Raisin. I mean, you know, they practically wrote that in the back of a fag packet.
Was it written about Market Raisin?
Yes, it was. Saturday
really?
Night's All Right for Fighting, yeah.
Because Bernie Taupin lived around there, didn't he?
He did indeed, yeah.
Really? Yeah. Is Market Raisin... Is it okay for fighting on a Saturday night then?
I wouldn't know because I've never been on a night
no,
out.
No, I don't
Market
think
Raisin.
I've ever been to Market Raisin.
Yeah, it's a
why
nice
would
place.
You? No, I think it is, yeah.
Also, I suppose it's got a race course.
Yeah, yeah, no, they, I'm not a lover.
They hold live gigs there because they've just had the Kaiser Chiefs, not far, not
what,
since
this year?
In fact, yeah. Yeah, not since back. They had the Kaiser Chiefs down.
Oh, right. Yeah. Some stuff for the Kaisers.
It's a good little live
good
venue and the band's really, yeah. Good. So, yeah, it's not somewhere that I've ever been, but it's on the list to really see if it is that bad. I don't think it is these days. I think it was more when that was.
I never knew that. I never knew it was written about Market Raisin.
They do say you learn something new every day.
Do you know, I've always learned lots from you. Every time we've met.
I do try.
I bet you do.
I'm a bottomless pit of useless information.
Really?
Good for pub quizzes. Yes.
Yeah, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I had a friend round here the other week, a guy called Mick Steed, who I've known for quite a while, a musician of some serious calibre. Yeah. And honest to God, I never knew that somebody could have so many facts in their head. You know, about albums, music and everything. You know, who played on the album, the track, who produced the thing. Marvellous,
yeah.
Marvellous information.
Yeah, there was a colleague of mine that I used to know, sadly no longer with us. He was a Beatles aficionado.
Okay.
Anything you could possibly want to know about the Beatles, JT knew it. He was amazing, absolutely amazing. Really, really useful fella to have music-wise, really useful fella to have for pop quizzes.
Right.
Yeah, it's amazing how just some people just hold that in their heads and just...
Well, I've got a friend, I haven't seen him for a long time, a guy called Matt Skellen, who is considered one of the world's most knowledgeable people on the rock band Genesis.
Right! Ah!
And Matt knows a lot about, well, Matt knows a lot about music and played in many bands, etc. But Genesis, he's considered a world authority. Wow. And talking about Michael Jackson, as we listened to the track earlier on, I have another friend, who is my designer, a guy called Was Watts, that he is also an authority on Michael Jackson.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yes. Huge, huge, huge fan.
I mean, both MJ and, I mean, Genesis, that they've done such amazing stuff. And they've influenced so many people. Brilliant. What's this? Ah, oh, yeah, I've heard this one. Now, what's this? Help My Brain.
Great track. Saw this band. I shan't tell you when.
I just can't think who wrote it. Who did it? Put me out of my misery.
It Bites is the band.
I've definitely heard of it. We used to have this at school discos occasionally. It's one of those things, one of those songs that, although it's of its era, you can play at any time and it just fits in.
Well, funnily enough, since doing the whole shows of a night in, having guys round and you know, doing what we're doing here, I've dropped back into many, many genres over many, many decades. And really driven by, essentially, people like you who are coming round and spending time.
Yeah.
And this, I kind of just dropped into it. I don't know how it came about. I think I may have been watching some of it on TV, and up it popped, and then that was it was there. Yeah. And I couldn't get rid of it out of my head, and I thought,
earworm.
Shit, man, that was good. Yeah. That was so, so good.
Yeah.
You know.
You got your electric synthesizers, which you know, at that point in time were really in. It fell a bit out of favour, but now they're very much, that sort of thing is now very much back in.
Yeah.
And seen very much, quite legitimately, very much seen as a craft. A bit like vinyl records, you know, vinyl records, once upon a time, you know, nobody had anything but vinyl records. And even though cassettes and the like came in, vinyl was still very much seen as the pinnacle of things. And then they sort of fell a bit out of favour and people started making lampshades out of them and, you know, all sorts of weird and wonderful stuff out of them.
We were having this conversation the other week.
Back.
Yeah, I mean, I've been working on a lot of vinyl, you know, on projects with various different bands over the past 5 years, really. You know, and it's driven now by the state of the industry. That's really what it is.
Yes, if you're a professional, then you record on vinyl.
And also, they're collectible.
Yes.
They're limited, so they have a currency. You know, so bands record on CDs or downloads, and then they'll do an album with various different compilations or whatever, and that you might have a photographic booklet or whatever it is, poster and all that kind of stuff. Back to where it was in my day.
Yeah.
When it was proper.
For me, being involved and in love with sound, for me there is just nothing more wonderful than to put the needle on a vinyl and listen to that noise that you make just before. There's something about the sound of it that you just cannot get.
What, when
CD.
It slips across it and scratches the fuck out of it?
No!
Scraps
you know,
off
doing
your album.
It properly, it doesn't. No, I'm just.
I remember many, many, many nights of upset.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Terrible.
You know, people try and now build that into their recording. And I kind of, what's the point? If you're going to do that, then just do it properly. Don't try and sort of pseudo recreate it so it sounds like something. Do it so that it does.
Scratched album.
CD scratch worse than vinyl. You know, you don't have to do anything with a CD and it gets really scratched on the back. Whereas vinyl, you tend to treat it with more care. You just do. You know, you don't fling them in your glove box of your car because you know you can't. It's a ritual to putting vinyl.
I haven't got many. Not now. You know, most of the vinyl stuff that I've got is actually all boxed up with the view to hanging on to it indefinitely.
Yeah.
So it's in storage, to be honest. Oh. That's where it is. You know, because I know I'm a fan, definitely. I mean, that was what I was all about, Albert's vinyl 7-inch singles, you know, walking around your mates, coming around here tonight with an album under your greatcoat, you know,
that's what you do, yeah.
But I'm a big fan of the Digi Age, in all honesty. I mean, you know,
to
walk around with 50,000 tracks in your phone. I mean,
yes.
You got to say that ain't a bad move, is it?
No,
it's not a bad move.
No, it allows you to bring more music around with you. There's just something really nice about, you know, sitting in a room with a vinyl collection and looking through it and talking about the artwork on the front and talking about the music inside.
Yeah. Oh, the whole sleeve artwork. It was a vibe on its own, weren't it? It was.
Yeah, I mean that's a whole, you know, spawned a whole industry in itself. That images and how you want to be portrayed on the front of an album cover. Yeah. I mean, that probably ties in very well with what you've done and the people that you've worked with throughout your life. Probably a lot of stuff has it made it to album covers?
Yes, it does.
There you go then.
An awful lot of it. Mm. I tell you what, I'm going to have a cake.
Yeah, I was wondering when you were
going to have a bloody Krupp cake.
Fire away.
Why are cupcakes so bloody popular in this country now? I don't know. What's that about?
I suspect because they're quite easy to, you know, they're not, in terms of cooking complexity, they're not hard.
Are they?
No, it's the decorating of them that gets a little bit more technical.
These are really very, very, very serious.
And they've got
serious
blackberries inside them
as
well.
Oh, good God.
I nearly put apples in them as well, but I thought, no.
Jesus God, that is fantastic.
I'm a lady of many talents.
Bloody hell. What can I say?
Wow.
I really do not know.
Nom.
We're going to have a bit more noise.
Oh, shoot.
Why is this track?
Oh, God.
What's this about?
Well, this guitar riff is quite frankly, well, it's just heaven. It's you can't get any better than this. I mean, Slash is a genius, an absolute genius. And growing up, I always wanted to go to see Guns N' Roses.
Right.
And I don't know whether it was just that I just never got the opportunity to through either my parents didn't approve of going to such things or what, I don't know. But we never went. And it's one of the people, Guns N' Roses, I wish they on my bucket list to see them. And I never got round to it. Just it was one of those things that never happened. And I would love, particularly the video to this, I would do anything to be in the front of the audience when this was going. The hairs on the back of mine, wow. Brilliant. Mm. Absolutely brilliant.
Serious rock band.
Yeah. And the thing is, this tune in particular, it's such a feel-good tune. It's just one of those things where if you're feeling a bit meh, stick that on. You can't fail not to be.
I was quite surprised. A bit of GNR, were
you? Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, I see.
Here do you go
surprises.
From Guns N' Roses to Gary Bloody Barlow.
Now, don't start, because I've got a fork in my hand and I'm not afraid to use it. 6 Ivor Novello Awards, young man. 6.
He's good, Ivan Novello. I like him.
Yeah, well, you know, it's the genre is not everybody's cup of tea. I appreciate that. But without a shadow of a doubt, Mr. B is a musical genius.
Okie dokie. Moving swiftly on, then. No, I'm not going to do that.
He's a very good composer.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to sit here. I never do. I mean, to be honest, there's been some strange tracks that have been picked for a couple of these nights, you know, and you think, cool, that's where did that come from? That was a real, you know, kind of googly bolt there. But it's opened my eyes up to a lot of really nice stuff, good stuff, you know.
You know, it's
I always appreciate the craft and the art involved.
Mm. That's the thing. It's dead easy to poo-poo Barlow and take that.
I think it's dead easy to poo-poo anything. It is.
But actually, if you take Gary as a composer and you look at the amount of tunes that he's written for other people and you go, wow, actually, I didn't know he wrote that. And, you know, go Google it. You know, he's not just a one-trick pony. And he's moving, I think, very much so. He's realised that perhaps his time is up for being a boy band stroke man band thing, you know, because, you know, you can't leap around the stage forever and, you know, your looks won't always be fabulous no matter
Talking
how much
about
money
leaping,
you've got
leaping around stage forever. These guys seem to do it though.
Oh yeah, they did. Yeah, they had so much energy, but Barlow's now moved into musicals and West End and things.
They're doing this thing with Lulu, aren't they? Stage show.
Yeah, she's recently been to the press night for The Band, which was a new musical that Gary and Tim Firth wrote. They've just finished with Calendar Girls in London. It done its regional thing, and I went to see that at the regionals in the Lowry in Leeds.
Okay.
Amazing. I mean, the story itself is the Calendar Girls, that the WI.
Yeah, I know the story, yeah.
Absolutely fabulous. And, you know, one minute you were laughing, the next minute you were crying. And that's, a musical isn't just about the music, it's about the script and things. And everything together and the actors all together, the cast, just made an amazing production. And it's kind of a bit like, you know, when you go to a concert, it's not just about Axl Rose singing and leaping around the stage. It's about Slash doing his guitar.
Oh, yeah, it's the show.
It's the whole thing that makes it really worth going to see a live production.
Yep.
There's nothing like it. To stand and watch a live gig, nothing like it. I just wish I'd been to see them when I had the chance.
They only did a couple of dates here.
Yeah, not very many, and unfortunately I was otherwise occupied, so I couldn't go.
Plus the fact that, you know, you probably bought the ticket for the Wednesday gig, you don't tip up till Thursday.
He's a bit notorious.
Oh,
yes.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
His bus timetable ain't up to date, is it?
No. No. He rocks up on his own timetable. Yeah.
Mm. Which I do think's a bit of... Yeah, so it's off. And it's well off, that is.
It is when you post so much
it's
for a
well
ticket.
Off. Yeah, people stand there. I mean, you know, I know guys that did some of the shows. 3 hour wait for this twat to tip up. You know, what the fuck is that about?
It's not on.
Dear man.
No.
Serious nonsense.
And the thing is, with a lot of these gigs, it's not just about the ticket price, it's the fact that you've probably, some people may pay £200 to get down on the train.
Oh, well, yeah.
Or they may have
driven
all night to get there.
You've got to get home, yeah, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Hotel rooms and so on.
It's not good.
You know, as a fan, you put in the dedication, you put in the time, but equally, that's the deal. You know, you rock up on time, son.
I totally agree.
You know? Blimey, you've inhaled that Coke. Do you want another one?
I tell you, man, they're kicking. They're kicking. Dear, oh dear, they're fantastic. I'll have another.
No.
Definitely I will. Bugger me.
Free.
I mean, the jam and that is wonderful. But you are a bit of a queen when it comes to jam, ain't you? I've had your jam before.
Yes, I think you've had my blackcurrant jam, haven't you?
Ooh, busted.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there are a few things that I just... my little peculiar things in life.
Nothing wrong with that, Susan.
Everybody's got to be good at something, Nicholas. If we're going to start with Sunday names. It's not
that
even
is
Sunday
a great
yet.
Track. Great, 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 great track.
Mm.
Wonderful band. Wonderful. I'm a big, big GNR fan. Mm. Big GNR. I'm big, big American music fan, really.
I like the way that they can go from being really manic and, you know, really energy to doing things like November Rain,
which
is, you know, really Young Guns. It's that ability to use what they do really well.
So is that why the track's in? Because you just really want to see them, guys? Is that what it is?
Yeah. Yeah. And because it evokes such good memories of feel-good stuff. You know, it's Wind the Windows Down. And I used to listen to it. I used to work at a place in down on the coast.
Yep.
And I would often be working till late at night. And I'd come home and I'd wind the windows down. I'd get the stereo up and I'd often have that on. And I'd just be driving home. You know, nobody on the road. Just be driving home with blaring out on the speakers. So, yeah, that's why that's in there. Because I just love it.
That's good enough. If you love it, that's all that matters, isn't it?
It's a good tune.
Whack it out. No, it's a serious. It's a serious track.
Mm.
Serious, seriously good track.
What's next?
Well, I put some really nice stuff in here. This actually, this is a bit of a strange trip from GNR, but serious.
Well,
track.
I never did.
Bit of my
now I
my
never
history.
See you.
Frank fan.
No.
Oh, yeah. Not everything he did.
No.
But there were certain standout tracks, yeah. periods. Yeah. Plus, he made some marvellous films.
Yeah. See, I'm a real big swing and jazz
big
fan.
Band. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, some of my earliest memories of going to agricultural shows, which I did do a fair bit because I'm from a farming family, was the NatWest Jazz Band. Unfortunately, you don't get them anymore. The NatWest Jazz Band seem to have gone into the ether. But they did big band jazz stuff, so that to me, you know, sort of evokes straw boaters and frilly dresses and, you know, afternoons promming and just stuff like that. It's
right.
really summer afternoons. And some of the other swing stuff that, like, say, Frank Sinatra, Bobby Darin, people like that, Billie Holiday,
yeah.
Are really emotional. They're really what I call dinner jazzy, you know, sort of dark cabaret type stuff. And I like the way that that genre can be so poles different, yet be the same thing.
Mm.
See what I mean? So I love this tune. This one, the most one of my favourites. Yeah.
Wonderful track.
He has such a haunting voice, that bass in it.
Well, I think the whole time as well, for me, the Rat Pack thing, you know, the kind of Tony Bennett and Sammy Davis, Dean Martin.
Mm.
Plus, like I say, the films played such a big part in my life. My parents were big, kind of big band fans.
Mm.
A lot of this was my upbringing.
Yeah.
You know, you can't whack a good Frank Sinatra film. You can't.
And these were proper musicians.
Yeah, yeah.
Proper. You know, they'd...
Nelson Riddle era, this was.
Yeah. You know, they'd cut their teeth in places where if you weren't good, you were off.
Or they just shot you dead.
Yeah.
Because his background was a little iffy, weren't it? Frank.
Yeah. But then I don't think that you get really, really good as a singer or as a musician or in anything really without having just a little bit of a, you know, a little bit that you think, actually, let's leave that to one side, shall we? I mean, certainly Billie Holiday, you know, she had a real checkered history, but you cannot deny that that checkered history read itself out in her vocals, in her voice, was just amazing.
Yeah.
And when she sang stuff like Porgy and things like that, you knew she meant it. It sounded plausible. It wasn't like, you know, somebody was singing that sort of thing where they were, you know, pure as the driven snow. And people like to hear honesty in vocals. You know, it's if it doesn't speak to you, then people won't listen to it. You know? But now
the days are short. This whole kind of feel for me, the whole vibe of this is very much about me being a young lad, really. And as I say, the Rat Pack and the great films, the great films of that kind of era.
Yeah.
I think you got to have a Frank in, you got to have a Frank. For a night in, you got to have a bit of Frank, I think. Definitely.
It's funny how... Looking at saying about Frank and films, how music can really make a film.
Why were you surprised when I picked this?
Because I wouldn't have seen you as a Frank Sinatra fan. I don't know why.
I'm very deep. I'm very deep.
I just wouldn't. You know.
There's many sides to me that would amaze you.
I can see you being a Who fan, or Kinks, or Animals, or...
It all comes from somewhere, though, doesn't it?
It does.
And it comes from these people. That's where it comes
from.
That's
true. Yeah, that is true.
Everything came from the same source.
Mm. You played me that.
I did. I did that the other week. I hit the wrong button.
Common problem.
It can be.
It's in the wrong button.
I don't know. Well, I've got to say, your cakes, man. I don't know what to say.
Thank you very much.
I think there's something sexual about your cupcakes.
Well, you've certainly got glitter in your moustache, so that's something that's tickling me pink.
And the jam, well, dear oh dear, that goes somewhere else, doesn't it? It really does, bloody hell. But listen, Sue, I think, you know, we probably ought to look at getting you off home.
Oh,
You know, you got a bit of a ride, and it's a little bit foggy out there, mate.
Well, it was just such a, it's such a lovely
it flies
evening.
By. It flies by, doesn't it? It really does.
It's like all the best evenings. They just blink and you miss them. Yeah.
They do.
Oh, well.
Time does fly when you're having fun.
It does. Well, thank you very much for having me in your bedroom.
No problem.
As they say.
I probably missed that bit.
Well.
We'll save up for another weekend.
My 10 years.
Listen, darling, it's been absolutely wonderful.
Yes,
Thanks ever so much for coming around, and let's do it again soon.
Yeah, let's.
Can't wait to see you.
Maybe you'll remember that one this time.
Well, I do declare, as they say in the trade. You stay safe.
You too.
See you soon, darling. Bye-bye. Bye. Love you. Bye-bye. Bye. Bye-bye.
A Night In is brought to you by Ashwood Music.